In Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet of Masechet Shabbos, we continue to discuss the carrying of certain items which would make someone chayav achatas, would make someone liable to bring a sin offering. And the Mishnah is listing the amounts of certain items that were commonly stored. As we mentioned in the previous Mishnah Gimel, in order to be chayav, it needs to be something which has some sort of significance, that it would be something which people would store in a certain amount that people would store. So now the Mishnah is listing off some of those examples. Hamotzi tevin kimelofi para. Somebody who carries out straw, so he's chayav chadash if he takes out the amount that the amount that fits in a cow's mouth, the amount that a cow would eat in one mouthful. Eitza is another type of straw, the bean straw. That's kimlofi gumel. That's the amount of a camel's mouth. Amir, if one takes out straw of the ears of the grain, kimlofi telet. That's as much as a lamb's mouth. Asavim, grass, kimlofi gidi. That's as much as a kid's mouth. That's the baby goat. Alei shum, alei betzalim, lachim. Leaves of the garlic or onion, if they're fresh, kigrogeiris. The amount of a dried fig, yveshim, if they're dry, then kamlofi gidi, that's as much as a kid's mouthful. And these amounts do not combine with one another. If you take, let's say, half a cow's mouthful of grain straw and half a cow's mouthful and half a camel's mouthful of bean straw, so he's not chayv, because these are not the same amounts, and therefore, since the shirim are not the same, so these things are not mitzdarev. They don't combine in order to make someone liable for a sin offering. Hamotzi ochelim kegrugeres chayev. In general, other food items, so if one takes the amount of a grugeres, the dried fig, so that he's already chayev. Umutstafen zem zeb, mepnei sheshav b'shirein, and those different food items, which all have that shear of kegrugeres, would be mitzdarev if you can't combine, if you have half a gregarious of one type of food and half a gregarious of another type of food that people eat, then it would combine to make somebody chayav achatas. However, the Mishnah explains this is chutz mi klipehen, vegari nehen, vugsehen, vesuban umursanon. This is excluding, this is without the shells and the pits and the stems and the suban and the umursanon are the different types of bran, the coarse bran and the fine bran. So this, without that, that's not, that part isn't eaten, and therefore that's not part of the shear. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, actually, chutz mi klipei adashim, shemis basho siman, when it comes to lentils, so we do include the shells of the lentils, because people cook lentils with the shells. So this finishes Perek Zayin, but in Perek Ches, the Mishnah continues to speak about more items, and the shiurim of what would make someone liable for a chayiv for a karmel chatas. So this has to do with liquids now. The Mishnah teaches hamotzi yayin. This is parakhas Mishnah Aleph. Hamotzi yayin. If one takes out wine, k'dei mezikas hakos, the amount that is used for mixing a cup. Basically, in those days, they had very very strong wine, and they would dilute it with water. So they would sort of cut it with the water. And the amount of wine, the strong raw form of wine that they're taking, so if it's enough to mix a cup, that he would mix it with the water and make a cup of wine, he's already chayiv. Chalav, milk, kadeh gemia, that's enough to swallow. Devash, kadeh litan ala kasis, it's enough to put on a some sort of wound or sore or something. Shemen, oils, kadeh lasuch, eber katan, the amount to excuse me, the amount to anoint a small aver. We're talking, let's say, about the smallest toe in a baby. Mayim kdei lashuf behemes akilur. The water, the already chayiv if you carry the amount that is used to rub an eye plaster. Ushar kol amashkan berevias. All other liquids, the shear to be chayiv is a revias, a quarter of a lug. And v'chol ha'shofachin b'rivias, but dirty water, which wouldn't be used to rub the eye, the eye plaster. So that would have to, that also is a Revias, because that already could be used for mixing with clay. So in general, most liquids, the shear is going to be Revias, including dirty water. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, Kulam Revias, all liquids are, the shears are Revias. And these other shiurim are only mentioned for the people who store them for in this amount. So it's only those people who would be liable for store, those people who actually store them in that amount. So then if they carry it, then they would be chayev.